Hello everyone. I've got the sombrero on today. You maybe wonder why. Where's the sombrero come from? Mexico. And I'm standing beside this lovely Mark One Mexico. Escort Mexico. I'm going to take the sombrero off here because you know what the Bible says about men preaching with their heads covered or prophesying with their heads covered. Not supposed to do it. But here we are, 1973, Mark One Escort Mexico. Stunning car, especially in the yellow with the black stripes, 1600 engine, and again it was the commencement of a really special time for Ford with their hot hatchbacks and their fast Fords and so on and so forth, and the Mexico relates and ranks as one of the all-time classic British cars. And what a lovely car this is. The owners had it from way back in those days, and it's a very, very special car, and I'm very, very fond of it. We've looked at a lot of cars over the last week or so, and this is the last one. We've been thinking a lot about the colours. This is a 1600 engine, a simple four-cylinder, but a sporty car back in its day, and again, a very sought-after car nowadays in 2021. But the colours, what we've been thinking about with these cars, we thought about the black. Do you remember the black RS2000? Black reminds us of our fallen nature, our sin and judgment and so on and so forth. We thought as well about the blue Porsche 911. Reminds us of heaven and Christ's heavenly origin. We thought as well about the red 1502. Reminds us of the blood of Jesus Christ. We thought about the white RS Turbo, and that reminds us of purity, the purity of Christ and the purity that the blood of Christ can bring. We thought as well about the green Defender, reminds us of growth. And now we're thinking about this yellow, we're going to stretch a little bit, this gold Mexico. And that reminds us of the Christian's eternal destiny in heaven, where the Bible says the streets are paved with gold. And the Lord sits as King upon his throne in glory. We've been just really using what was known years ago as the wordless book that was a favourite of C.H. Spurgeon's. And whenever we recognise our sin and we realise who Christ is and we understand something of the cross and our need for cleansing in the blood and we come for that cleansing and we're forgiven and we're set free, and that's proved by our growth and development in grace, and we begin to walk with God and live for God and reflect something of Christ to a fallen world and bring forth fruits unto God, then we can have this wonderful, blessed assurance that Fanny Crosby spoke about, that someday we're going to heaven itself. And heaven is a prepared place, we often say, for a prepared people. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And he was speaking to them about heaven, promising his disciples, his followers, "I'm going to come for you and bring you into heaven itself, because the Father's house is heaven, our Father which art in heaven." And you remember Thomas, who was often full of doubts. I'm thankful for him, because sometimes we can have doubts and concerns and worries. Thomas wasn't sure how to get there. "Lord, how can I know the way?" And the Lord said in verse 6 of John 14, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now the Bible says relatively little about heaven. It speaks more about hell than it does about heaven. But we know that heaven is real, because Jesus Christ physically in Acts chapter 1, personally and bodily, ascended up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And the Bible says, "The eye hath not seen, neither hath the ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him." And in Revelation 20 and 21, heaven is described in a negative sense. Not so much by the things that are in heaven, but by the things that aren't in heaven. No sickness, no pain, no death, no crying, no tears, no curse, no separation from God any longer. And those who know Christ one day will be in heaven. I wonder, are you going to heaven? If you were to pass away today, are you ready to go? Do you know the Lord? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? I hope that someday all of us will be together in God's heaven. Make sure you're going through faith in Christ. Live for Him and exalt Him in your life. And one day we will see each other in heaven. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Amen.